Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Fortuna police identified and arrested the man who robbed the Best Western Motel in Fortuna Sunday night. Police charge 21-year-old Samuel Rogers, a Hydesville resident, taken into custody during a traffic stop and now booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility for armed robbery and drug-related charges. Sunday evening, a Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy assigned to the Eureka Arcata Airport was notified by the airport custodian of a suspicious object located under a vending machine in the airport. The object was approximately 1 inch by 1 inch in size. It looked like a large flat-nosed projectile. The object looked similar to a military-type explosive. The deputy removed it from the terminal area. Sheriff's Office Bomb Squad was notified and they responded to the airport. The device was destroyed by a bomb technician at approximately 9:30 p.m. in a dirt lot located at the airport. It's still unknown exactly what the suspicious device was. The winter holiday anti-DUI crackdown has resulted in a significant number of DUI arrests. From local routine traffic enforcement and special Avoid the 7 DUI deployments during the past several days in Humboldt County, from 12:01 a.m., Friday, December 14th through midnight, Monday, December 31st. Officers representing 7 county law enforcement agencies arrested 48 individuals for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. In 2011, 48 DUI arrests occurred during their holiday campaign time period. There are no special operations planned now until Super Bowl Sunday. According to the Forest Supervisor Tyrone Kelly, a job fair for permanent and temporary employment will be held at Six Rivers National Forest Headquarters Office. That's located at 1330 Bayshore Way, Eureka. It'll be held Friday, January 4th, from 3 to 7 p.m. The job fair is free and open to anyone seeking information about potential jobs with the U.S. Forest Service. A highlight will be the opportunity for one-on-one conversations with resource specialists to learn about their careers and the education and experience required. Equipment such as fire engines and other specialized gear used by employees in their work will also be on hand. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And, of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Since it's now a new year, 2013, reporter Dan Squire takes a look at life in America back in 1913. Here's Dan with more.
We take a look back at America 100 years ago in 1913. The average American household income in 1913 was just under $10,000 compared to today, where the average household income hovers right around $50,000. In 1913, the 16th Amendment to the Constitution passed, allowing the federal government to collect federal income tax. President Woodrow Wilson began his term as the 28th President of the United States, and the federal departments of Commerce and Labor were established. The 17th Amendment is passed as well in 1913, allowing for the direct election of senators, and American troops under the command of John Blackjack Pershing are fighting in the Philippines. The 50th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg was celebrated in 1913 as veterans from both the Army of the Potomac and the Army of Northern Virginia gathered at the battlefield, then and now a national park, to commemorate what is considered the turning point in the Civil War. The Federal Reserve was established in 1913, and the Ford Motor Company introduced the first rolling assembly line, and the construction of the Panama Canal is completed in the same year. World War I is still on the horizon in 1913, a conflict the United States would avoid until 1917. The population of the country was just over 97 million 100 years ago compared to more than 300 million today. The women's suffrage movement was gaining steam with massive demonstrations in Washington, D.C. as well as in London in 1913, and the Philadelphia A's defeated the New York Giants in the World Series.
Thanks, Dan. With the KIN essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.